Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy Perry has become a great member of our brain trust over the last decade. We got her right out of high school. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. She's my social media expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you know how much I love talking about social media. So, all right.
Kathy, oh, I know.
Facebook. I have a Facebook account, as you know. In fact, I stayed up till midnight the night that the 12:01:01 when you could 12 o'clock in 1 second when you could register your name. I stayed up to midnight and registered my name. I wanted to make sure no other Jim Blasingame got in there before me. And which, by the way, there are, as scary as this may sound, there are others. So, so I have my name, and you know, I presumed that I would be safe in their account, but I can't presume that anymore, can I?
No, you cannot. About a week ago, late at night, I received a frantic call from a client saying, oh my gosh, my Facebook account's been hacked, my ad account, somebody's running ads on my account. And wow. I'm not running ads. And so, you know, we were all in there trying to figure out how to stop it. And we couldn't. Facebook
so they were
doesn't allow
ads
you to stop.
Now, what were they doing? Did she have a business account?
Yeah,
was there a personal account?
A business page.
Let's slow down a bit. So people who may not understand, this is an account for her business where people can go, like a website. It's an alternative to a website. People can go and find out the comings and goings of the company, right?
Yes.
And if you want to run an ad there, you pay for it with Facebook and or not, whatever you want. But this was a hacker came in and did something that wasn't part of her company, and it could have hurt her company.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. It was running ads for a totally different type of product than her business using her credit card.
It was stealing from her.
It was stealing from her. So it actually, they were running ads using her credit card in her own ad account. But we were not able to stop it in Facebook because there's, you know, they said, well, you didn't create this ad, so you can't stop it,
wow.
Even though it's your account and you own it. So she had to stop it at the bank. And then
Facebook abandoned her?
There's just no way to stop it. And. The only thing I recommend.
I'm confused. They can stop a political account, but they can't stop a hacker's account.
Well, not if you can't. You personally cannot reach anybody, stop the ad, or do anything actively in Facebook while it's running. So we stopped it at the bank level. And then we were able to go in to Facebook and remove her payment methods from her ad account. If you have a credit card on file with Facebook, I recommend that you probably remove it until you're ready to run an ad. And then you only use it when you're running the ad. And when the ad stops, you remove the credit card because you're sitting on, you know, an opportunity for somebody to
Did the credit card policies with the bank avoid her having to pay that money?
Yes, the bank was very helpful. They really stopped everything.
So the bank
right
was
away.
Helpful, but and Facebook wasn't.
That's the way it works.
I want that to land on you for just a second. Who said to you 10 years ago, Kathy, you never do not trust these people? Who told you that? than your
Yes, son. Jim, I think it was you.
Yeah. You cannot trust them.
No, it's
true. I said use them, abuse them, but you can't do not trust them.
And actually what you need to also do is there's a website where you can double check your email address to see if your email has been hacked, your mm-hmm. passwords. Mm-hmm. And it's called mm-hmm. breachalarm.com. So I recommend people go to that, and it'll tell you when you have been hacked. And your information just is out there. People can get into your accounts a lot of times without even you realizing how easy
right
they can get into
this minute, people need to go into Facebook and disengage their credit card and only come and go with that credit card inside your account while you've got ads going. Otherwise, it's disconnected.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, folks, you heard it right here. Facebook rolls you under the bus.
That's
take your money.
I would do.
It's Facebook, folks. You can't trust them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.